A very good afternoon. Hello to everybody here. I'm the General Director of Consular Relations at the Venezuelan Foreign Office. We'd particularly like to thank you for organising this. We'd like to call attention to the fact that Venezuela didn't receive a formal invitation to this, and we're here in an informal capacity. We'd like to also avoid and ask people to avoid the manipulation of figures in order to request resources. This is important. It's also very important to stop ignoring the profound causes of Venezuelan migration. We're talking about economic migrants, and the underlying cause are the unilateral coercive measures imposed by the United States and supported by many people sitting on the panel right now. Venezuela is a victim of sanctions, and this needs to be underscored very clearly. In addition, there's been clear politicization of the issues around international cooperation and the protection of migrants. The politicization is also clear, accredited by the Colombian delegation towards Venezuela MP. I think none of the countries here would accept that another state accredit a civil servant of a foreign state to work in their country, and this kind of irregularity is very important to underline. Venezuela also continues to be a host country for millions of refugees and migrants in our country. Many Venezuelans, and I'm one of them, are children of Colombians who have moved to Venezuela. We're talking about 2,800,000 homes that have been created in recent years, and 390,000 of those were given to our Colombian brothers and sisters, and we see ourselves as being part of the same people. And it's very important to take this into account, because the bilateral treatment that we're giving to this in the migratory context isn't being respected at the moment. There is no dialogue in place that's functioning between these countries. Venezuelans are returning to their country because they haven't managed to find favorable living conditions in the so-called host countries, and they're returning and incorporating themselves into the Venezuelan economy. And that's why we've called on UNHCR to request resources for the repatriation of our Venezuelans who are still coming back voluntarily and with their own resources. And we want to make that clear here. We want to call everybody's attention here to ensure that these events deal with the structural causes underlying the migration flow, and among those are unilateral coercive measures, and that's very much the case in the Venezuelan context. Unilateral coercive measures continue to be the prime cause of economic destabilization in our country, and we call on multilateral spaces to observe that, and we call on the concerned countries to take that into mind when they're dealing with issues involving this, as is the case right here.